wonders, people.
The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join forward coach Steve Dozier with the analysis. And with the play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
Well, we start things in November with practices, work our way into the early part of December, and the first games get underway. And then tournament time comes up just around the corner. But it's the final night of the girls' basketball regular season, believe it or not, as tonight from Cedar Rapids, Washington, we get ready for a non-conference affair. It'll be a conference game next year, as it'll be the Iowa City Liberty Lightning taking on the Warriors of Cedar Rapids, Washington. Welcome in, Scott Unash alongside Steve Dozier here at the Warrior Gym as we get ready for this one here to close out the regular season between the Lightning and the Warriors. And very interesting matchup here tonight, Steve. You've got Liberty, of course, brand new school, and closing out their first regular season in girls basketball history. They come in with a record of 6-13 tonight. And Washington, they want to get back on the winning track after dropping a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter against Jefferson in the crosstown rivalry the other night, and dropping that game by 4 to the Jayhawks. Wash comes in at 11-8 on paper anyway. Warriors look like a heavy favorite, but we'll see how it all plays out tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be too, you know, we were talking to Coach Pretty earlier tonight. You know, she's starting a program, and that's what's been exciting for her. So you're starting a program, and she said she has 28 out, and that's a lot for only having really freshmen and sophomores, because the whole school hasn't gotten their full, you know, everybody coming through the Liberty School. So I was just totally impressed with the number of kids she's already got out, and this should be fun. But it's a tale of two teams right now, and Liberty's had a tough schedule, and you know, their new program just trying to get things going, and it'll be fun to watch them. And you know, one thing I asked Jamie, I said, what's been the hardest thing? She said, nothing's been hard. She said, the growth has been amazing. So she said, I've just loved watching this team grow, and it's just been refreshing to just kind of take those little steps, she said.
Of course, Liberty has played, they're not affiliated in a conference this year. They've played an independent schedule. They have played a handful of Mississippi Valley Conference teams and played them pretty well. In fact, they're going to start the tournaments with an MVC team. They're going to go up to Dubuque-Wallard on Wednesday night on Valentine's night and open up the 4A regional tournament up there. They're a 4A school this year. Everyone anticipates they'll move up to 5A coming up next year when a few more people go through the door at brand new Liberty High School. As far as Washington is concerned, we mentioned the Warriors at 11-8. They want to get that bad taste out of their mouth with that game against Jefferson the other night. And they will wait until Saturday to play. We'll be here for that one against Kennedy in a regional semifinal. So nice little warm-up here. So it kind of breaks up the monotony of not playing for 7 or 8 days.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine going a whole week if you're Wash not having a game at least on Monday. And my guess is Coach may give them a day off, you know, after this and then say, hey, we're going to start preparing, get back again and get going. So with Liberty, on the other hand, you know, for them, the more you can play, the better. Let's get going and the better experience and keep going. So they'll turn around and have a game on Wednesday, and I think it's going to work out good for both teams.
Interestingly enough, both these teams are going to be one short of their schedule allotment this year. Both are going to play 20 games instead of the 21 that you are allowed as far as the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union is concerned. High school basketball again tonight presented by First Federal Credit Union. Welcome in Dan Hillers and Tom Schultz from everybody at all three locations, the entire staff. Do appreciate it. Check them out online. It's all one word, firstfedcu.com. That's firstfedcu.com, or just stop on by and ask them about all their terrific things that they have to offer. One of their three locations, the Westdale Mall office, that's brand new. Also First Avenue in Cedar Rapids and the Hiawatha office as well. And we do appreciate what they do for us here on KGYM. Senior night here tonight for the Washington Warriors, so it's going to be a little bit different look for players that usually don't start, including one that's out with a knee injury, who's only going to go for a couple of seconds and then get right back out of the ball game. But, you know, coaches do it differently on senior night. Some elect to play seniors, some don't. Elect to play it out like usual. But Chris, like his dad, they're going to honor the seniors tonight.
Yeah, and everybody does it. You know, there's no right or wrong. Everybody does it differently. I never did that. And what we try to do is during the game, try to have our seniors end on the floor so we can take them out and be recognized. But sometimes if you have six seniors, who do you pick? And so that's always tough, too. But if you can do that on senior night, too, all credit to them that it's all Easter on. But, yeah, it's neat because you see, like, it's a tough night for coaches and players because a lot of emotions. You've had those kids for 4 years. You've known their families and the kids known each other, and you saw some tears and hugs coming out. So it's a great night for the seniors, but it's also a tough night emotionally.
Yeah, it really is. And you don't ever know how things are going to play out on senior night. Well, we're going to have a game tonight that's going to be definitely a game of two different tempos. Wash is going to want to get up and down the court. Liberty is going to want to play half court. Lightning average about 39 points a game, while the Washington Warriors at 66 points per ball game. And for Washington, of course, when they get into the game, Sammy Mia, Caitlin Riley, Vanessa Eniola, and Issa Trumper, all in double figures for the Washington basketball team. And then Sid Mitbalski coming off the bench at about 6 points per ball game. And for Liberty, they've got a kind of a budding star in Cora Saunders. You know, only a sophomore on a group of four sophomore starters, averaging about 13 points per game, 47% from three-point range, and also shoots 51% from the field. And she's kind of got the green light whenever she's got it to shoot things for the Bolts.
Yeah, and then, like Coach Brady said, they like to shoot, and so that'll be good. And if you like to shoot, this is the game you're going to get to shoot a lot because both teams are fast-paced. And sometimes for better or for worse, but with Wash, you know, you got a 10-point lead in Jeff. Well, that doesn't change what Wash does. They'll still keep, you know, putting a lot of hoops up there, shots up there. So it's going to be probably two consistent styles. But eventually, Jamie said, you know, we want to get to where we want to be. We just got to look at baby steps.
That's right. And tonight, one of those steps is going to be to try to keep the ball away from a ball-hawking Washington defense that averages 19 steals a ball game, and you put that together with the fact that Liberty only 47 assists to 198 turnovers this year. There's your key to this ball game. Can Liberty hold on to the basketball?
Yeah, and you know that's something they've been working on, but you can't work on it against a Wash run. It's just tough. They're quick. They're fast. And another thing that's going to be kind of tough or concerning tonight for Liberty is they don't rebound the ball very well. So they're averaging, I think, just under 12 rebounds a game, and that's got to be concerning a little bit too. So protecting the basketball and not giving Washington second shot opportunities.
Coming your way from Washington tonight here on senior night for the Warriors, non-conference between Iowa City Liberty and 13th rated in 5A Cedar Rapids, Washington. Let's go ahead and set our Scope McCarlson and Sherrod starting lineups for this one here tonight. First of all, for the visitors from North Liberty, the Iowa City Liberty Lightning, 6-13 on the year is their record. For Liberty, they're going to go with four guards in one post. The guards will be Briley Klosterman at 5'5 and a sophomore and averaging 2.6 points per ball game. Also at a guard, leading scorer, number 25, Cora Saunders, 5'7 sophomore at about 13 points a game. Good stats, 51% from the field, 47% from three, 75% from the free throw line. Also at a guard, it'll be number 11, Megan Davis, getting the start tonight. She is a 5'5 junior. She's the elder statesman of the team at about 3 points per game. The point guard will be number 4, Sam McPherson, 5'8 sophomore, second on the team in scoring at 8.6 points per ball game. Also a good 3-point shooter at 40%. And at center, number 2, Isabel Smith, 6'1 and a sophomore at 4.2 points and 3 boards a game. The head coach, first year at Liberty, of course, former Iowa Hawkeye, and a former coach at Linmar, and that is Jamie Brandt. Now, the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the Washington Warriors at 11-8 out of the MVC. They will go with senior starters here tonight. One of the regular starters is Jayla Johnson, number 44, 5'9 and a senior. And Johnson averaging about 5 points a game. She's going to be playing for Kim Mula Kirkwood next year. And I think a really good fit for Kim.
And I talked to Coach Mule. I happened to see him Saturday, and I said, what do you think, Kayla Johnson? Oh, my, we cannot wait to get her here. He said, her style will fit extremely well with what we do, so she'll be a great addition.
I would agree with that. The other starters tonight, Skyla Atkins will get a start, number 32, 5'10 and a senior. Aubrey Moore is going to start tonight. She is a six-footer, and Moore with a knee injury, and she's going to play just real very, very carefully for a few seconds probably, and then they're going to get her out of the ball game.
Well, and for coach, both coaches to do that, you know, Jamie and Coach, we kind of overheard them. She said anything for an ACL injury because she's experienced a few herself and knows what it's like to not have that experience.
Absolutely. The guard, Sarah Altemeyer, 5'5", and a senior. And Paige Pridgen at 5'6", and a senior. Those will be the starters tonight here on senior night for Cedar Rapids, Washington. Warriors in their home whites with the red letters and numbers, with Warriors across the front trimmed in blue and the red and blue striping. And Liberty in the black uniforms with the silver or gray numbers and letters trimmed in purple. You like those uniforms,
I
don't
do.
You?
And I love the warm-up tops. And Coach Brandt said she got to, said, were you there in time to choose them? She said she was. So I think she did a great job.
There you go. So both teams are being introduced here to the full house, or I should say to the crowd here at Washington. We're going to go ahead and join the Warrior Pep Band as they honor America with the playing of our national anthem here tonight from Washington High School as we get ready for the regular season finale of girls basketball here tonight, as it'll be Liberty taking on Washington. But it's a soloist here, Lucci O'Donnell. Yeah, plays on the JV team and daughter of Tiffany O'Donnell. There have been several O'Donnells out here for Washington.
Well, the Pat O'Donnell days, and we had a lot of O'Donnells. A
lot of O'Donnells. So tempo and can Liberty hold on to the ball, I think, are the things to look for.
Yeah, that is going to be the thing to look for because, you know, the thing is, too, is Wash starts quick. They'll score a lot of points. They'll average 15, 16 a quarter, where, on the other hand, Liberty is averaging about 7 or 8. So Liberty's going to need to protect the ball and kind of slow the pace down a little bit. And it should be a fun matchup.
Smith to tip it up against Jayla Johnson as we are set to go. From Washington, here tonight on KGYM. Tip in the air, and Wash is going to get it. And they're going to bring it up. And they're going to get it down to Moore, and she's going to get a layup right away. All pre-planned. And Moore then is going to get out of the game here probably at the next dead ball.
Well, what would be nice? Good. They're going to let them do the same thing. Yep, good.
So Sam McPherson will get a layup, and then we'll get a substitution, so Aubrey Moore will come out.
Now that was both coaches agreed to that, and you know, hate to see anybody lose to, or you know, not able to play for the injury, so it was quick two points apiece.
And Vanessa Aniola, give her a lot of credit too, because she is a senior as well, and she came in off the bench, giving up her starting spot for Moore tonight. Eniola jump stop in the lane, and they're going to get a walk. Took a little extra step. 2-3 zone for Liberty.
Jamie said right now to just to get out and guard on this team is going to be very difficult, so they need to keep it in and make them pay outside.
McPherson across the timeline, and the Warriors see what they're going to come out in.
A little 2-3 zone.
So both teams going
a little
zone
matchup, actually.
Here at the start of this one. Jump pass inside, broken up, stolen away. Here comes Eniola, 1-on-2, and she'll circle it back outside. So each team with a turnover, and the cross-court pass tipped out of bounds. Good defense there by Megan Davis, and it will stay Warrior basketball. Altmaier to get it in.
Hey, short corner.
2-2 here from Washington. High post back to Eniola. Starter dribble coming to the right. Against the zone. Takes her into a corner. Now to Altmaier. They play catch with it. Right wing three. Eniola up and good.
Yeah, and that's what Wash is going to have to do. They're not going to give much inside, so they're going to have to be able to hit from the outside, which they did. Good start.
46% three-point shooter, too.
Yeah, very good shooter.
Is Vanessa Eniola. 5-2. Over in the corner, Davis circles it out front. Cross-court pass stolen away by Jayla Johnson, and she'll have a breakaway layup. Can't get it to go, though. Smith tipped it, and then it goes out of bounds, and it will be Liberty ball. And Smith got an inadvertent elbow in
Boy,
the throat area.
Those hurt.
She gave Jamie Brandt the thumbs up as she went by, though. Here's a pass in the corner, stolen away by Jayla Johnson. Good cross-court pass. Pridgen all the way up. Can't get the layup to go. And the rebound out of there to Liberty. Lightning coming the other way, and here comes the Warrior starters back into the ball game. Liberty ball working into the corner. McPherson drops it inside, posting up, and doubled and tied up with Smith. And the arrow will keep it with the Lightning. And good job by the seniors in there to start. Sammy Mia now coming in. Is a trumper, will come in for the Warriors, along with Caitlin Riley. 5-2 in favor of Washington. Saunders out front, spin move against Mia, and had it taken away by Sammy Mia. 3-on-1 break, lead pass to Riley, pull up 12-footer, left it short. And the Lightning coming the other way with a rebound. Tipped again. Active hands there by the Warriors. Goes out of bounds. Jayla Johnson on the tip.
Right now, you know, Liberty needs to be concerned about protecting the ball. And right now, three turnovers already?
Four,
yeah. So that's something they got to really be cognizant of.
McPherson goes crossover. Now behind the back with a dribble. Kick to the corner to Davis. Looking out front, and now we got a foul inside on the pass. Going to be on Sammy Mia.
Yeah, just a step late.
First on Wash, and the first on Mia. McPherson to inbound for Liberty. Tried to toss it out deep, and tipped and stolen away. Jayla Johnson all the way down. Can't get the leaner to go off the glass, but drew the foul.
Well, there we go. I mean, we're talking about turnovers, but they haven't led to points yet. Not very many.
Klosterman will pick up the foul, and Jayla Johnson on the free throw line, and the first one short.
Boy, Jayla does a lot of things well, leads the team in assists and steals, but free throw is an area of struggle right now.
Going to have a 30-second timeout taken by the Lightning with 5:11 to play and a 5-2 Wash lead. As the Warriors will talk it over in front of us, and Jamie Brandt bringing the Lightning over to our left. I think Jamie's little son, Kyler, she said is going to be here tonight.
Yep, I saw him up in the stands there.
Oh, did
there.
You see him?
Yep, up in the corner there.
Yep. Up with Dad and Grandma.
Yep.
Of course, Jamie's dad, Jeff Prinney, is an assistant coach, as well as Tom McGrain.
Yeah, longtime Washington coach.
Yep. Of course, his daughter, Katie, played at West High last year, was a senior on that group. Free throws both no good, and the rebound to Liberty, and we got a tie ball. It's going to go right back to Wash, and that's the sixth Liberty turnover already.
X.
Caitlin Riley inbound, as the Warriors lead it 5-2. They go back door in the bounce to Jayla Johnson. Leaner off the glass won't go, and the rebound to Megan Davis. Trapped in the backcourt, gets ahead to McPherson. None of these girls had varsity experience for Liberty last year. And McPherson had the ball kicked out of bounds by Aniola. And it will stay Liberty ball.
Jay really likes McPherson, says she can do a lot of good things, and just confidence is what they're working on, and she said she's quite a little talent.
Only a sophomore. David is the junior out there. They did have one senior on the team. There's a nice high-low look inside to Smith. Leaner won't go. Tipped up. Smith trying to keep it alive, but out of there with it comes Sammy Mia. 5-2 lead. Out to Riley. Pull up. Deep three. No good. And the rebound to Klosterman. That was about a 25-footer.
And then some.
That was Trey Young for Oklahoma. Baseline drive. Losing it. Klosterman gets it back to Davis out top against 2-3 zone. Klosterman trying to get it over to Saunders, who's not had a whole lot of touches. Sammy Mia on her, and there's a drive and a whistle and a foul. And that's going to go against Vanessa Aniola. Her first, second foul, and Jenna Saunders will come in for Liberty.
Troy Skinner, that was the name I was thinking. He'd pull up with that old set shot from downtown.
Jenna Saunders, a 5'4 freshman. McPherson over to Davis. Turns in the short corner. Picked up by Caitlin Riley. Out top, now to Saunders. Left open. Thought about the three against Trumper. Now over to Cora Saunders. Big sister goes up with it. Forced it up. No good in traffic. Tipped by Davis. And Mia comes away with it for the Warriors. 5-2. Long lead pass. Baseline drive. Aniola in all the way. Gets doubled and then tried to go cross court. Ball tipped out of bounds. And will stay Warrior basketball. Brittany Postma and Sydney Metvalsky coming in for Washington.
Good job. Go.
5-2. What Chris James wanted to work on tonight, a lot was just what we can do.
Yeah.
Body language as well as on the court playing. He did not like the body language against Jefferson. Postma, three, left wing won't go. Offensive rebound, Riley, turnaround, good. Got a little five-footer from the paint.
Right, good, strong rebound.
7-2 lead for Washington. McPherson behind the screen. Nice crossover dribble, drives in, goes up. Too strong off the glass, though. And the rebound to Washington. Postma trying to lead pass to Trumper in traffic, and it goes out of bounds.
Tell you what, if Liberty can kind of get the ball, you know, they've been trying to get it to Isabel Smith down low. There's definitely a height disadvantage right now. She's done a great job posting up, and if they can expose the height there and get that to their advantage.
5'6 sophomore, Kaylee Baldwin coming in, averaging about 2.5 points a game. They break the pressure. Saunders tried to bounce it inside. Postma broke it up, but Saunders gets it. Had it blocked, got it back up and in with Smith. Down low using that 6-1 frame.
Yeah, she's done a good job down low too, just very active.
7-4. Metvalsky going to get called for a carry as she went in the lane.
And right now, I'd say Liberty's about as good a start as they want to get. Score's still close, and they start off a lot of turnovers and done a good job breaking a little pressure here.
7-4, 2.5 to play here in the first quarter. Sam McPherson will walk it across the timeline with a left-hand dribble. Starter dribble coming right, now driving down the lane, and we're going to get a carry on Liberty.
That's two. We don't see a whole lot of those called, but anytime you put the hand straight under the basketball, they're going to call that.
And you take about two steps.
Yes.
You got to add that in.
That's the exclamation point.
Riley to Metvalsky against the zone. They've got Sammy Mia at the free throw line. Good bullet pass inside to Mia, but took an extra step and travel. Not been prettiest game here so far.
No, it's both teams just haven't gotten the flow yet.
7-4, 2:10 to play. Full court pressure put on by the Warriors.
Stay with it, stay with it.
Saunders to McPherson. Pass over the top to Cora Saunders. They got a 2-on-2. Drives in. Had a shot blocked by Postma. And it's kept alive by Sammy Mia. Mia, stop and go move, drives it down to the baseline. Mitvalski, pull up good off the glass from the right block.
Yeah, that was a good job, especially Wash did a nice job getting down there in transit and getting a nice easy bucket.
Cindy Mitvalski averaging 6.5 a game coming off the Warrior bench. Three on the way, no good by Saunders, Jenna Saunders. Here comes Riley the other way. 9-4 lead for Washington. Riley will pull up for three off the left side of the iron. No, Smith the board. McPherson will walk it up. Liberty down by five here in the early going. McPherson standing dribble right at the near side hash mark.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about right
Bullet
there.
Bullet pass inside, and Smith fouled on the turnaround.
Yep, you got to get it into Isabel Smith. Right now, just the height advantage alone, it's going to be tough to defend, and she's very active, and they need to expose that more on Wash.
Sammy Mia picks up her second foul. Team foul number three, and Smith's free throw rattles in. She's got three here in the early going, averaging 4.2 a game. As Aniola coming in, Jayla Johnson coming in, and Maya Powers will come in for Washington. Whoop, second free throw back iron, and the deep kicker to Aniola. 9-5, Warrior lead. Mitvalski top of the key. Over to Powers, tried to bounce it, and it goes through the legs of Mitvalski into the backcourt.
Yeah, right now, Coach is a little frustrated, and Warriors look a little frustrated. They just have not been in a flow on the offensive end yet.
Liberty to inbound right in front of us with 61 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Davis will get it into the backcourt to McPherson. Warriors going to go to the man-to-man now. Here from the left wing. Three on the way by Saunders. No good. McPherson with a nice offensive rebound. Lost her footing, though, and stepped on the baseline.
And I like the call by Coach James, too, to go to man-to-man. Sometimes you're playing flat-footed on defense. That's how it usually goes on offense, and that's what we saw right now. So playing man-to-man, picking up the pace, and you're going to probably see more full court. But I like that. I like the switch to man.
9-5. 38 seconds to play. Outside to Mitvalski for three, and got it on a line driver from the right side. Cindy Mitvalski with five. 12-5, Washington with the lead. McPherson against the pressure. Diagonal pass up ahead to Cora Saunders, who has not scored yet in the game. They got to get over the timeline, and they just do. Almost 10 seconds. Davis coming right. Now reverses field, takes the top of the key, bounce to Cora Saunders, three-pointer up, in and out, no good. Rebound flying in there, the freshman Mitvalski. 5 seconds, Mitvalski goes crossover, on the drive, stops, high floater, no from 10, tipped around, and that will do it for the first quarter. After one, Cedar Rapids, Washington 12, Iowa City Liberty 5. We'll take a one-minute break, come back with quarter number two after this. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on KGYM.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings and velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of past and present is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 8 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Back with you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Girls basketball here tonight from Washington. 12-5, and the Warriors come up with a steal. Oh, good
nice
lead pass to Mia. Layup won't go, but she was fouled.
What a great pass by Kayla Johnson. Cross court with her body, kept the ball low where it needed to be, and again, you know, yeah, she can say she's averaging 5 points, but what she brings to this team offensively and defensively, 69 steals, 59 assists.
Free throw up and good. Rattles in. One out of three from the line. That's her first point 48%, but don't work on that. Reminds me a lot of somebody that Kim Moore got a couple years ago. His both free throws are good. Olivia Usher from Prairie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Olivia is doing terrific in church.
She's having an outstanding sophomore year.
14-5. Pass batted. Comes right back to Jenna Saunders, trying to bring it up. McPherson gets it ahead. Now to Davis. She'll hold it and wait for Saunders. High low. Nice catch in traffic by Smith. No good in the layup. Got it back and was fouled going up. And that foul will go against Jayla Johnson. That'll be her first and the fourth on Washington. And Isabel Smith to the line. Has 3 points here in the early going. Make it four. You can see the components are here for Jamie.
Yep, absolutely. And again, Scott, we're talking seven sophomores on the roster. You're seeing a lot of time. You got freshmen, you know, so it's going to be a lot of growth. And like she said, I'm thrilled with the growth we've done. And that's been the best part of it, she said.
Second free throw no good, but it was tipped out of bounds off of Warrior. 14-6 Washington, just underway in the second quarter. Inbound to Jenna Saunders in the near corner, working on Aniola. Man-to-man for Washington. Crossover dribble, now spinning, picks it up, gets it out front to Megan Davis. Guarded by Caitlin Riley. Over it comes down to Baldwin. Good pass inside, and the turnaround good by Smith.
Yeah, I tell you what, she's doing a great job. Smith is doing a great job posting up, running block to block.
14-8. Riley, Mia, kick out to Trumper. Good three-point shooter. Plays catch with Riley. Now to the baseline. They try to dump it inside and batted and stolen. Smith got a piece of it.
Yeah, Wash tried to get it in the short corner where you really want to try to go against a 2-3 zone. And boy, Liberty, nice job taking that away.
McPherson behind the back dribble. Gets it to the cutter. Now over to Jenna Saunders. She tried to go crossover. Knocked away by Caitlin Riley. Looking for some help. Tried to force it down low, and it's tipped out of bounds.
Wash is giving nothing free right now. We're seeing the level of intensity pick up now on the defensive end for Wash.
Cora Saunders in for Jenna Saunders for Liberty. 14-8. 6:37 to play here in the first half. Lightning to inbound in front court. They finally get it in to Baldwin. Looking inside off the two-person game. Circles left with it. And finally gets it over to Davis. Warriors started 2-3. Now they've gone man-to-man. Driving a kick to Baldwin. There's the high-low inside layup. Good. It'll count a foul on the cutter to Saunders this time.
Yeah, now if she's on the board, you're going to get in the flow here. I tell you, it's 14-10. I mean, this is... They've done a good job defensively keeping Wash limited.
Cora Saunders on the free throw line for the Lightning. Trying to pull them within a three. Can't do it. Rebound. Smith comes away. There's a big pile up, and the Warriors come away with the basketball. Trumper to Mia. Little hesitation. Dribbled. Takes it inside. No good. Tipped around by Jayla Johnson, and flying in there to get the rebound was Davis. 14-10 lead for Washington. Pass inside, tipped out of bounds, and it's going to go to the Warriors. 10 turnovers now on Liberty.
Yeah, that McPherson tried to thread the needle there and get it right where it needed to be, but just a little bit off.
Under 6 to play here in the first half. No look bounce, right of the lane, Mia. Cross court to Trumper.
Swinging it.
Riley reverses it. In and inside to Mia once again. Back to Aniola. She'll try it for three. Too strong. Offensive rebound, Riley. And before the shot, a blocking foul called on Liberty. Megan Davis will pick it up. Her first, third on the Lightning. And Riley to put it into play. 14-10. They go back door to Mia. Cutting in. Fakes. Got cut off. And now the Warriors will set it back up. 2-3 zone here for the Bolts. Cross court to Aniola. Holds it right sideline. Lob back to Johnson on the drive. Had her leaner blocked out of there by Smith.
Yep, Smith has done a tremendous job. Just active both ends of the floor.
And then they try to beat everybody back, and McPherson's pass a little high and thrown out of bounds. Skyla Atkins and Altmaier in for Washington.
When you say you have around 10 turnovers and you're 4 points down. I mean, that's That's not too bad.
Well, the Liberty inside game has kept them in the ball game.
It has. They've been able to identify Smith and get her the ball.
Inside. Here's the turnaround. Up, too strong by Mia, and the rebound to Baldwin. Liberty coming the other way. Saunders, lead pass ahead to Davis. She'll hold it right in front of us at the near hash mark. Circles left against Riley. Back out top, Cora Saunders on the drive. Backs her way in. Gets cut off. Kicks it outside. Three on the way by Jenna Saunders. No good. Chased down by Riley. Out of bounds, but had a foot on the baseline. It will stay Liberty ball. 4:49 to play in a low-scoring first half. As the Lightning will inbound, and it's tipped away again. They'll try it again. Good defense by Atkins.
Yeah, Wash is so quick in their anticipation as a team defense, and it's just there's no such thing as an easy pass.
Cora Saunders to inbound. They had Smith open on that lob.
Yeah, they did.
Jenna Saunders spinning up top, working on Sammy Mia. They work the weave up top. They find the cutter inside off the hands of Cora Saunders, stolen away. 12th turnover. Here's Mia behind the back with a dribble, driving a kick outside to Riley for three, and she connects.
Yeah, and that's where turnovers can hurt you a little bit, and that's where she's starting to hurt Liberty right now.
17-10, 4:20 to play. They throw over the top of the pressure. Cora Saunders fumbled it. Riley goes for the steal and comes away with it. Lead ahead to Mia, all the way in. Layup rimming, no. Offensive board to Washington, and a travel underneath on Skyla Atkins.
Now, Wash has had a couple opportunities, three or four opportunities to get some layups off the steal, and they haven't capitalized.
McPherson comes back in for Liberty. And the Washington trapping diamond and one pressure. There's a steal by Altemeyer, and then a reach-in foul on Liberty trying to get it back. And that foul is going to go against Jenna Saunders. That'll be her first team foul, number four, as Fosterman comes back into the Lightning lineup. 17-10, halfway done with the second quarter. Atkins tried to go high-low with the bounce and was stolen away. That's a tough pass.
That is a tough pass, and trying to get a high-low, but bounced it into too many legs.
And the angle's just not there, but Liberty gives it right back.
Boy. And most of their turnovers, Scott, have come off the half court, not even the pressure from the front court.
17-10 Washington, 3:43 to play here in the first half. Riley dumps it to free throw line, out to Altemeyer, back to Riley for three. No, too strong. Rebound, a deep kicker, and Sammy Mia gets it for Washington. Out to Atkins, baseline jumper short, and Smith with a good block out for the board. McPherson will bring it up, had numbers for a moment, now goes behind the back with a dribble, drives on Riley all the way in, high arching floater, too strong. Smith, the weak side rebound, and got fouled. I think Altemeyer. Yep.
Well, the one thing Wash can give is fouls. You know, they play 9 or 10 in their rotation, so they can definitely give up some fouls.
Merrick McBride will come in. So the Warriors have played 13 in the game. I think Chris James is just kind of searching for a 5. Off the inbound, Smith can't get it to go, and then trying to make a save. It's out of bounds. It'll be Wash ball.
Yeah, Coach James is right now, like you said, Scott, he's trying to find a group that can get in a flow here, and he hasn't been able to find that right five yet.
McBride, Postma, Mitvalski, Eniola, and Jayla Johnson. Postma fakes the three. Cross-court pass. Out top to Eniola. Fakes, now drives around McPherson, and they're going to get a block on McPherson. Her second, team foul number five against Liberty. As Megan Davis checks back in for the Lightning. Well, they'll have to take McPherson out now with two fouls. Lightning hanging in.
They are. And Isabel Smith, she hasn't been out yet, so.
Inbounds comes to McBride. Leaves it for Mitvalski. Pull up 17-footer. No good. And came down, I think, on an ankle.
Let her come down.
And it's going to be out of bounds. It's going to be wash ball. And
she's got to let her come down. She can't block her out while she's in the air. Second shooter.
Mitbalski has got a, is it a right ankle?
Yeah, a little bit.
Aniola to inbound, looking. Gets in the corner, lobbed down on the block. Here's Postma, and her turnaround shot blocked out of there by Smith. Well, that was a nice block.
Very nice block. Timing, too. Just, again, Smith has just done a good job. Both ends active.
17-10. Davis takes it right baseline. Cut off by the double team. Bounce down low to Cora Saunders. She got doubled and had it taken away by Mitbalski. Laid pass. Aniola. Nice duck under move and got the layup to go.
Boy, Aniola, too. She hung in the air long enough to keep that, to get herself to get the shot in where you thought her angle wasn't going to happen.
Five for Aniola, and it's 19-10. Tipped away by Jayla Johnson. Comes down with it in the backcourt, and the Warriors get the turnover. Postma driving into the lane, and a block going to be called on Davis.
That wash is so quick off the dribble, and if you don't get that half step on him, that's going to be a foul, and that's what's happened the last two fouls is just a half a step slow.
Jenna Saunders for Megan Davis for Liberty. 2:10 to play. Team foul number six, so both teams will be shooting from here on in. Merrick McBride getting it in to Brittany Postma. Mitbalski over to Aniola. Has it right of the circle. The bounce down low. McBride turn around. Blocked again by Smith.
Yeah, that's the third ball that I've seen so far that she's got a good hand on it.
Over it comes. Saunders for three and hits. Cora Saunders with the first triple of the game for Liberty. 19-13, Lightning down by six. High lob pass, Aniola gets the zone, takes it in the corner. Spins out of there, gets into Mitbalski, goes cross court to Postma. Dumps it now to Johnson. Over to McBride in the corner with a minute 33 to play. Stutter dribble, Mitbalski to Johnson. This zone, I think, has frustrated Washington a bit. Here's a duck under move. Shot up good through traffic, Aniola. And she will have a chance at the three-point play.
Well, I think the zone has hurt him, but I also think Isabel Smith playing the middle and being active. There's a difference between playing zone or being an active zone, and Smith's been very active and taking away some easy looks for them.
Aniola with 7 points here in the half to lead the Warriors. And it's 21-13 with a minute 23 to play. Officials coming over to
54.
Talk things over with Brenda Carter, who runs a great scorer's table.
Very good. Always enjoyed as a coach. You always knew as everything was going to be well taken care of.
Now I'm going to bring McPherson back in with two fouls.
Yeah, try to get a little offense, get the ball down the floor right now.
And to help bring it up.
Yeah, exactly.
22-13, McPherson will get it in. Saunders to Klosterman. Good diagonal pass up ahead. Jenna Saunders tried to lob it inside and went over Smith's head.
Yeah, and that's, all that half-court stuff is really hurting them. Again, they've done a really good job, Scott, breaking the press tonight. It's just that half-court's been the bugaboo for them.
22-13, minute 9 to play here in the first half. Boys playing some games tonight. We'll see if we can get you some scores. 1A and 2A's. As their tournament trail getting underway tonight. Mitbalski puts it on the floor, get doubled. Over to Izza Trumpers in the game. Now to Riley, pull up to the baseline, switch through from about 12 feet out.
Boy, that was a tough shot off the baseline pull-up jump shot.
24-13, under a minute to play. Whip pass ahead, and steal by Johnson. Inside to Riley, off the glass. Two more for the Warriors. Riley now with 9 on 4 field goals.
Well, this is where 13, playing 13 helps.
26-13, near steal by Aniola.
Because Liberty hasn't played that many off their bench, and Wash has just been coming at them with another wave. And like you said, 13 players, and they all know the system, so they don't lose anything on that defensive system.
Baldwin will come in. McPherson will take a seat. 25 seconds to play. Liberty down 13. This is the biggest Wash lead that they have had. As right now, a 9-3 Warrior run here as they take a 26-13 lead. 10 seconds to play. Baldwin out top, circles left, goes behind the back with it. Tip stolen away by Aniola. Lead pass to Trumper. Layup good.
How many passes that we've seen Eniola just make fantastic up to four passes.
And that is it for the first half. Warriors got going there at the end, and they lead by 15 here at the break. Cedar Rapids, Washington 28, Iowa City Liberty 13. We'll come back, talk some halftime with you. After this, you're listening to Girls High School Basketball here from KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc Bob Bobbergear? Digital Doc buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
Back with you here at halftime from Cedar Rapids, Washington. Our score at the break, the Warriors 28, Iowa City Liberty 13, as it was a burst at the end of the first half, an 11-3 run by Washington to give them the lead, and they did what they do best. They turned defense into offense.
Well, and they switched to man-to-man, too, just to get it going. And you know, Coach James has not really been too pleased with much from these girls other than now he's starting to see what he's normally seeing in the last 5 or 6 minutes. And but, boy, the turnovers have been just such a key for this ball game. Not playing great into the Washington standards, but when you have that many turnovers from the other premier opponents in Liberty, that changes things.
That's right. Let's go ahead and they got a game going on here at halftime. Some of the junior Warriors out there playing. And maybe a former Jenny James out there coaching. So we got Chris, Paul's son and daughters both coaching here.
That's Paul back in the day. Now Paul's at Linmar, and kind of same thing as in Pretty. It's just a new experience for him, too.
Absolutely, and loving it out there. Warriors led by Caitlin Riley at halftime with 9 points, 4 field goals, including a 3-point goal. 8 points for Vanessa Eniola. She's got 3 field goals, including a 3. 5 points for Sydney Mitbalski. 3 points for Aubrey Moore, or 2 points, I should say, for Aubrey Moore. 2 points for Jayla Johnson, and is a trumper with 2 for the Warriors. For Liberty, 3 players have scored so far. Isabel Smith on the inside leading the way, 2 field goals, a couple of free throws, and 6. 5 points for Cora Saunders on a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer, and Sam McPherson with 2 for Liberty. Turnovers, that's where this game right now is being won by Washington. 20 first-half turnovers on Liberty. And for Washington, they've got 8 first-half turnovers. And with Washington starting their seniors tonight on senior night, the bench scoring a little skewed here, as right now it is 24-0 in favor of the Warriors as far as bench scoring is concerned. Liberty, in that first half, they were 2 out of 5, 40% from the free throw line. Washington 3 out of 5 and 60% from the free throw line. Warriors had 3 3-pointers to 1 for Liberty in the first half. How about rebounding?
Right now it's pretty close. Right now Liberty has 11 defensive rebounds and 4 offensive rebounds for a total of 15. And Washington has 8 defensive and 3 offensive for a total of 11.
Wash just got the defense going against Liberty in that last 3 minutes.
Well, we saw a lot of the turnovers come from their half court. I mean, they're just quick hands. I mean, yeah, they're pressed, but boy, they just get their hands in the passing lanes. And what happened Liberty, they just rushed some things and had a lot of unforced turnovers. And I bet if you... Coach Jamie Prinney, all your turnovers are going to be on the front court. She would have probably thought that wasn't the case. Liberty's done a really nice job of beating their pressure. It's just they've struggled a little bit on turnovers on the backcourt, just trying to get their offense and moving the ball around. They haven't really reversed the ball a whole lot because Wash is so darn quick that they've been getting, you know, hands in the passing lanes.
28-13 to score at break. As the Warriors lead Liberty here from the Washington Gym. And we've got more basketball. We are jam-packed this week with basketball. Tomorrow night, Phil Dunn and I will make the short trip down to Iowa City as it'll be Iowa City West, I believe number 2 in the AP poll. I think Jeff Johnson's got him at number 3, if I recall, in the Gazette poll. And they will host Cedar Rapids Jefferson, a hot Jefferson team right now. Boy, you got to see them.
I did get to see them, and right when we walked in, I told you how impressed I was with Jefferson. Boy, they got some shooters. They got some good shooters, and they do such a nice job passing the ball and shooting the ball. So, yeah, that's Jeff is not an easy matchup.
Nope, and we'll have that tomorrow night on 107.5 and 106.3 FM at 7:30. Cedar Rapids Jefferson at Iowa City West. We'll take Wednesday night off, then Thursday night, we will have the regular season boys finale for you as it doesn't get a whole lot better than this. Number 2 in Iowa City West at number 1 in 3A Cedar Rapids Xavier on Thursday night. And that will be on all three frequencies at 7:30, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3. All of them will have Xavier hosting Iowa City West coming up on Thursday night.
Well, that'll be... And that's at Xavier. Right?
That's at Xavier.
Yeah, boy,
yep.
That's gonna be a good game. That's gonna be a really good game. And Xavier, you know, that's a tough place to win. And boy, when Xavier's on all cylinders, they're tough.
And then Friday, we'll get our tournament coverage underway. Steve, you and I, our plans are to be down at Springville for a 1A regional semifinal. If the teams that are favored to win. Rivers Conference rematch between number 1 Springville and Bellevue Marquette. That was a 4-point game the first time they played.
Yeah, that should be a really good game. And tell you what, it's fun to Springville. They got a great gym, and the fans turn out in droves there to support their team.
I mean, the last time that they're there and to play. So that ought to be fun. Jenny's avoiding me.
She's focused. That's what all the James coaches.
Yep, she is focused. And then Saturday night, we're back here for a regional semifinal in 5A. It'll be Kennedy and Wash for the third time this year.
Well, we had them. It was a 5-point game?
Yep.
And, boy, that's
I think both were 5-point
yeah,
games.
I think so. So that's going to be a good game. And I think, you know, for Coach James, when they're on all cylinders, they're tough to beat. But right now, they're trying to find their after coming off a tough city game with Jefferson, you just got to find your mojo, and he's trying to find it right now.
Yep, try to find that mojo and keep it going as you get into the tournament trail. The tournaments will continue, and that will be tomorrow night with 1A and 2A girls. As they will get back into it, the 3As will have their next round coming up tomorrow, Wednesday night. Also, a few of the 5As, the pigtail matches will get underway, if you will, for Class 5A coming up on Wednesday night. 4As will get their first round started as well. There are two in each region in 4A that have byes. So that'll be coming up on Wednesday night, and then Friday night and Saturday getting into it. By this time next week, next Monday, we will have 60% of the state tournament field filled in girls already.
Yeah, and I tell you what, we could have a pretty good showing, hopefully, in eastern Iowa that make the trek down to Des Moines.
28-13 Washington. see who, I would imagine they will probably bring out their regular unit to start the second half. We shall see.
Or the one he's most happy with. Because he was, they're definitely trying to find it. But I tell you, they got their mojo back that last 4 or 5 minutes in that stretch there. That's something Wash can do. They can be a 2-point lead and can turn into a 15-point lead just off their defense.
Liberty's got to take care of the basketball better, and that's kind of been the way it's been all year for them.
Well, yeah, and 20 turnovers, and you know, and I bet, you know, 14 of them have been in the front court or the back court where they're trying to set up their offense. Just a lot of unforced turnovers, but that's credit to Wash too. They don't make anything easy defensively.
Coming out for Liberty, they will go with Klosterman, Cora Saunders, Isabel Smith, Sam McPherson, and Megan Davis. They're starting five. And for the Warriors, Vanessa Aniola, Sammy Mia, Jayla Johnson, Caitlin Riley, and Iza Trumper. So the usual starting five will get going. Underway, Trumper open in the far corner for three, and she connects. Good start for Washington.
Yeah, good start for Washington. Right now they're going to full court again and want to get off to a better start.
Trumper's first three-pointer, and a steal and a foul in the backcourt. And foul's going to go against Riley Klosterman.
Yeah, that's another good steal by Wash.
Turnover number 21 here in the ballgame for Liberty. 2-3 zone for the Lightning as Wash will go to the bucket to our right. Pass too high off the hands of Mia, stolen by Megan Davis.
Yeah, they didn't let her get set up in the high post, and just a timing issue, and the ball was too high.
McPherson across the timeline, stop and go dribble all the way in, kind of stumbled and was pushed and fouled going in.
Hey!
That's going to go against 12. I say there's no 22 out there.
No, they got it corrected. And
got the clock too.
Aniola picks up the foul, her second, team foul number one of the half. 31-13 Washington. As they have opened this one up just a little bit, they're on a 14-3 run right now. And Klosterman traveled with it.
She called the turnover for him. No one called. I think all the refs saw it as a turnover, but who was going to make the call? And I think the player herself looked and said, hey, are you going to call this?
Kind of jumped, came down, and everyone looked.
Yeah. That was great.
Instead of having three whistles go at the same time.
She called it for him.
Riley into the high post to Mia. Spins right free throw line. Gets it up top to Aniola. Sets the screen, driving a kick out to Johnson. Over to Trumper. Good job by McPherson to close out. They bounce it down low to Johnson. Leaner off the glass and good.
Boy, that's tough, especially over Smith. And that just tells you how high she got on that just to get it over Smith.
33-13, and the lead now is up to 20 for Washington. Liberty breaking the pressure this time. Into the front court with McPherson. Warriors are going to go straight man here.
Switch it.
McPherson, stutter dribble coming right. Hooks pass inside, tried to force it in there to Davis, stolen away. Lead ahead to Trumper, one-on-one. Trumper in with the left hand, it scores on Smith.
Well, that was a good finish by Trumper, too. Kept her body, left hand, and good balance.
Seven for Iza Trumper. Cora Saunders through traffic, lost it out of bounds. That pressure, if they don't get you early, it's just a constant. Pressure, constant pressure.
I always tell people, it's like a dam. They just take little bricks off one at a time, and eventually that whole water caves it in. And that's what we're seeing now.
Driving a kick out to Riley, right wing for three. Back iron, no. Deep kicker comes out to Saunders. And Liberty with the ball in backcourt. Trap Davis, tried to bounce it out of there. Stolen, and then a foul as Riley went to get it. Going to be fouled by Cora Saunders.
Yeah, and I like that call, too, by the official. You kind of protect that player that's on the ground.
Go. 35-13. Under six to play here in the third quarter. Riley, good bounce pass down low to Mia posting up.
Good up
little
and
duck
under.
Duck under and had it blocked, though.
Yeah, that was a great up and under.
But Smith stayed with it.
Yep. Her post, timing's been great.
Yeah, post come a little bit slower offensively, but this Smith's going to be a pretty good player, I think.
A sophomore.
Mia inside, turns, and hits from 10. Didn't take it at Smith that time. And Mia will get the bucket her first, and
Caitlin Riley kind of came down a little awkwardly, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Liberty. Timeout, Liberty, 5:40 to play here in the third quarter. 37-13, Washington on top. Back after this one-minute break, you're listening to Girls High School Basketball from KGYM Sports.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, the sparse utility of the war years was ready to give way to the cheer of color in fashion, furniture, and of course, jewelry. Women from Hollywood starlet to housewife glowed with colored gemstones on ear, neck, and hand. Ruby red and emerald green, blue sapphire, purple amethyst, topaz, citron, aquamarine. Often these beauties were received happily in a Hertin and Stocker box. Now, as in those distant days, colored gemstones are again bringing cheer and joy. So come see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids, Washington. Scott Unash and Steve Dozer with you here tonight. As Washington has exploded here with a 20-3 run. And they now lead Liberty 37-13. Lightning break the pressure. Best they've looked breaking the pressure tonight. Saunders up top, cut off by Jayla Johnson. Long bounce pass, right point to Davis. Holds it outside the arc, comes off a Baldwin screen. Tried to go back door over the corner. Saunders had her three blocked by Johnson out of bounds.
Well, Liberty got away with the travel too, so they'll get another shot at it here.
Jamie Brandt staying very patient along the sidelines with her young team in their first year.
Watch corner, Jayla. Watch corner, Jayla.
5:17 to play here in the third. Pass tip, stolen away. Flip up ahead, Mitvalski for the 2-on-1. Bounce down low to Trumper, layup good. Good assist for Jayla Johnson.
Well, good finish by Trumper, but how unselfish is Smith? She could easily, Kayla, she could have easily taken that up herself.
39-13, and the lead keeps growing and growing. Pass ahead, Kaylee Baldwin, diagonal look, gets it over to Davis. Davis flips it over in the corner now to Cora Saunders. Eniola tried for the takeaway and almost got another one.
Well, you can see what Kim Mule likes in Jayla Johnson, can't you?
Absolutely. Davis, nice spin move into the lane, and before the shot, a pushing foul on Washington. Going to be the second on Jayla Johnson, second on the Warriors. Team foul number two. Cora Saunders to put it in play for Liberty. It was a 17-10 game at one point.
Yeah.
39-13, offensive foul going to be called. Illegal screen. Going to get it on Baldwin.
Any screen that's up high, Scott, that just exposes you to the official.
Yeah, it was a good call.
You know, it was a great call. That's what I mean, though. But when you do those way up high, it's so open to the official that when they move, they're gonna get it.
As the Warriors will get ready to go to the bench here. Off to clear out. Eniola on a drive and a lob out to Trumper on the far sideline. They play catch against the zone. Bounce to the high post. Mia turnaround right through, just inside the right free throw line.
Yeah, and that's a nice spot for her, too.
Sammy Mia leading the Warriors with 15. It's only her second bucket. 41-13. And just like that, the lead is up to 28. Nearly 10-second count, but they get it ahead to Smith. Smith, diagonal pass underneath. Nice catch in traffic and layup good on the nice reverse. High off the window for Cora Saunders.
Liberty, nice job there breaking the pressure and finishing.
41-15. Washington with the lead of 26. Mitvalski into the game. Plays catch with Trumper out beyond the arc. Dumps it inside to Mia. Driving a kick outside. Eniola for three, and she hits from the right wing.
Boy, she can shoot.
11 for the senior on senior night. 44-15. Throw over the top. They got a 3-on-2. Bounce down low to Smith and had a strip but foul on Trumper. First on is a Trumper.
Well, there's two good right there. Two good offensive transitions beating the press by Liberty.
Free throw good by Smith. She's got 7. As Postma and Riley back in. And Eniola and Johnson will come out. And I can see smiles on the Warriors. Second one in and out. 24-16 it remains. And that's what Chris James wanted to see here with his group.
He's got to be really happy with the second half here.
Postma, no-look pass inside to Mia, cut off. Back to Mitvalski for three, left it short, and the rebound comes out deep to Isabel Smith.
Where you at? Yes.
Over the halfway mark of the third quarter in a 44-16 Cedar Rapids, Washington lead. Smith got doubled, slapped away, got it back. Out to Davis, top of the key. Warriors in zone now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're playing 2-3 zone right now and really extending it out.
To the corner. Baldwin, three-pointer short. Rebound out deep to Riley. Goes behind the back with it in traffic, and she'll hold it up. To Postma, the trailer for three. Missed it badly. Missed everything. And the Warriors with a rebound, but Trumper had a foot, barely a toe on the baseline.
I like Caitlin Riley too, Scott. She just comes in and does the tough stuff and keeps the flow going.
We hear the Warriors have two that are coming next year that are going to be really good.
Yeah, and you know, and Warriors aren't that, you know, they're going to have a lot of returning.
Yep. They're going to miss Jayla Johnson for sure and Vanessa Aniola.
Yeah, and you'll have Sammy Mia back, and a lot of these girls are young yet.
2:19 to play here in the third quarter. Against the zone. They lob it down low to Baldwin. Good. Bounce into the lane. Turnaround shot blocked, but a foul call. Looked pretty good, but must have got her with the body.
Yeah, and they finally got the high-low. That hasn't... Liberty's done a good job of not letting the short corner affect him, but right there they got the short corner in. A lot of times when you get in the short corner, you want your post to dive down, and they got that look, what they're looking for there.
Emily Larson, who just checked into the game, 5'8 freshman, misses the first free throw. This is a team basically made up of freshmen and sophomores, as the second one is good. They've got two juniors on the varsity. We have not seen Lily Anderson yet, but we've seen Megan Davis, and they have one senior, Abby Henderson. 44. And a tough story right there with Henderson. Over to Mia on the baseline. Her high archer right through, and the Warriors are shooting well in the third quarter.
Yeah, they are right now. And the defense has been pretty good for Liberty, but they're not just Wash is knocking it down and making some really good reversible passes here and getting some good looks.
Minute 45 to play, a trap out of the zone.
There's the short corner.
Bounce it down low and the pass tipped away. Abby Henderson hasn't played. Jamie Brandt was telling us before the game that hasn't played basketball, organized basketball, since eighth grade. Decided to come out to be the lone senior. Very good softball player. And then, unfortunately, suffered a torn ACL. Inbound. They bounce it down low to Saunders. Little turnaround hook is good. It'll count a foul.
Yeah, those are tough stories, and he just hate to see any player have gone through that. Of course, Jamie's gone through it, you know, a few
times.
Yeah, and I've had probably six, seven players go through it, and you just hurt for him. You just hate to see that.
Saunders gets the three-point play. She's in double figures with 10. 46-20, Washington with a minute 34 to play here in the third quarter. Aniola back into the ballgame. No look, bounce pass, high post. Atkins drops it down low to Johnson. Can't get the layup to go. Got her own rebound back up. That rims out. Rebound, third effort by Atkins. Tipped out, and Riley kept it alive. And the Warriors will put it in play again, and a walk by Aniola. Don't think she was expecting the help to come.
No, it came and just got that extra foot down.
Minute 14 remaining here in the third quarter. Liberty with the basketball. Jenna Saunders over to Cora Saunders. Three-pointer, no. Off the back iron and the rebound to Riley. Long up-court pass. Nice catch by Johnson. Feeds it down low to Atkins. Off the glass, no. Kept it alive, but tipped out deep to Larson.
Another good look by Jayla Johnson.
And then Johnson going for the steal. Kept it alive. Tight rope the sideline. And we'll get the layup with the finish with the right hand.
Boy, can't coach what she brings. She just does so many little things outstandingly well.
48-20. Jamie Brandt's going, can you do that? She tipped it and actually went out of bounds. Came back in, and Aniola with a strip and a steal. She lost it going up. She'll have to bring it back out. Bounce down low to Riley. Her turnaround spins in on the right block.
didn't panic there. Indiola waited for a teammate and got a good cut down.
50-20, 9 seconds to play in the third, and Riley comes up with another steal. 4 seconds. Riley, double pump leaner, no. Fouled by Larson. And Caitlin Riley, it was a slow start by Washington, but they have picked it up since about that three-minute mark of the second quarter.
Yeah, and, you know, everything's just kind of gone their way now. It's amazing what defense makes your offense go. And that's what we said first half. There was not much for defensive for most, where they just were flat-footed and it's, you know, senior night does it, Scott. I don't know if that's the excuse, but
it really, it does.
It does. I just think that just changes your game.
Riley with 13. 1 second to play, and that'll do it for the third quarter. After three, Cedar Rapids, Washington, 52. Iowa City Liberty, 20. We'll come back with the fourth quarter right after this. 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball from KGYM Sports.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, the sparse utility of the war years was ready to give way to the cheer of color in fashion, furniture, and of course, jewelry. Women from Hollywood starlet to housewife glowed with colored gemstones on ear, neck, and hand. Ruby red and emerald green, blue sapphire, purple amethyst, topaz, citron, aquamarine. Often these beauties were received happily in a Hertine and Stocker box. Now, as in those distant days, colored gemstones are again bringing cheer and joy. So come see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
52-20 as we start the fourth quarter. And
they were talking about the play you were talking about. Can she go out of bounds, get it, and come back in?
What did they decide? Well, it counted.
It counted, so I think that both left unsaid. He said it was a great no call. Coach James, of course he would.
Start the fourth quarter, 32-point Warrior lead. It was a 17-10 game, and then Wash went on a big run to close out the first half, and they owned the third quarter 24-7. Lob out front, nobody home, stolen away by Washington. Trumper to Riley, flips it up, no good, and we've got a pushing foul off the miss. And who's that going to go against? Black 12 is Emily Larson. Fifth team foul, second on Larson. Neshi Bird into the game. She's a 5'11 sophomore for Liberty. To the corner, Riley open three, missed it short. Rebound to Riley, though.
Oh.
Nice, no look, pass inside. Mia couldn't get it, though, and then ties Bird up. And we'll have a jump. And the Warriors will get the possession. 52-20, and if the gets up to a 35-point lead, we'll have the continuous clock going.
Yeah.
Inbound to Aniola in the corner, open three, short. Bird kept the rebound alive, tipped it over to Baldwin. Jenna Saunders in there, Cora Saunders, Larson, Bird in there for Liberty. Here's Larson, right wing for three, too strong. Rebound out to Mia, pushes ahead to Riley. Riley to Trumper, off her hands, goes to the corner to pick it up. And a good save. Aniola penetrates. Over to Johnson. Probably go, what, a couple minutes here with the starters for Wash?
Yeah, that's something you just got to start managing right now. There's a couple things. As you get into tournament time, you want to make sure you're getting things that you need to work on before tournament play starts.
And Mia fouled and a chance of a three-point play.
You know, as a coach, too, I understood if they kept their starters in, as you're getting to tournament time, you got to get them ready and always look that they got a job to do when you're getting close to tournament time.
That was actually after the shot attempt, so the shot counted, and then Wash put it in off the sixth team foul. We got a jump, it'll go to Liberty.
But I like Caitlin Riley's second half, too, Scott. She's done all the little things and just keeps the flow going.
Really done a nice job.
Yeah, she has.
Boy, and Sammy Mee at that free throw line is lethal.
Yeah.
On that jump shot. 54-20, Warriors with no pressure. Cora Saunders doubled. They get it to Bird in the high post. Right back to Jenna Saunders. Three-pointer won't go. And the rebound to Jayla Johnson.
Run, Sammy.
Here comes Johnson. Going coast to coast. Bounce to the corner to Trumper. Give and go. Right back to Johnson. Out to Mia. Another free throw line jumper. Missed that one. As soon as I say something.
Say, but that's about her first one she's missed.
Riley, a turnaround that dips in and out. No good. Kept alive by Mia. And then Mia's going to get a reach foul.
But Watch is just very active. And Mia, too, Scott. She's got how many points? She's got. What does Sammy Mia have tonight?
Mia has 8.
Okay. Yeah. She does, you know, she's just physical, has the top taken care of. And I like when they went to different matchups, too, on Smith, and they kind of banged around with her, and that changed things for him, too.
Klosterman, Smith all come back in along with McPherson for Liberty. McPherson left open, three-pointer up, no good, missed it. Rebound Smith back up and in for 2. Smith with 9. 54-22 with 5:50 to play. Johnson on the power dribble all the way down the lane, had it blocked by Smith but got a piece of the arm. She knew it. Team 7th, second on Isabel Smith.
It's never good when you can hear it, too.
Yes. That's a telltale sign.
That is a telltale sign.
Free throw rattles good. Jayla Johnson. As Maya Powers comes in, Sydney Mitvalski coming in, Skyla Atkins back in. Second free throw no good. Altemeyer also in, and over the back going to be called on Wash. On Atkins. Her first, team foul number 7. As Jayla Johnson will come out. Postma into the game. And free throws, 1-1 for Isabel Smith. It's 55-22 with 5:46 to play. And the 1-1 won't go. Postma gets the rebound. Long cross-court diagonal pass over to Mitvalski. Jumper good for 2.
Freshman. And
she's got a big upside, too.
Yeah, she does.
And now we've got a 35-point game. Inside to Davis and was fouled by Atkins down low. Nice little aggressive move there by Davis. And it's going to be free throws. That will stop the clock. Megan Davis will have 2. And the free throw up and good. 46% foul shooter in her first point. Liberty hung in there for about a quarter and a half.
Yeah, they really did. And especially when they started off with about 10 or 12 turnovers right away, they were still able to maintain that. They did a great job breaking their press. It's just when they got across half court is when the trouble started.
57-24, 5:10 to play in the ball game. Postman driving left free throw line. Kicks it back out to Mitvalski. To Altemeyer. 5 minutes to play here in the ball game. On the drive all the way in. Reverse layup.
Smooth.
Good by Mitvalski.
Smooth. Wow. We haven't seen that from her. I mean, it's usually the outside and that reverse layup.
9 for Sydney Mitvalski. McPherson through traffic. Nice bounce pass to Smith for the easy 2.
Yeah, it started with McPherson, too. Just did a nice job and good job on her part.
And the Warriors turn it over. As Liberty will bring in a fresh 5. And coming back in for Washington will be Paige Pridgen for Mitvalski.
Do they let the clock run when they're subbing?
Yes.
Okay, that was one question I had.
Only thing that stops it are injury
and
a free throw. Pridgen back into the ball game. Altemeyer, Powers, Postma in there. Emily Larson driving in, hooks a pass down to Bird, layup short, got her own rebound, back up. That won't go. Fought for and Atkins gets it. Pridgen in traffic, her pass stolen away. Larson waited for that one and had it all the way. As Liberty's got new players in there, Jenna Saunders into the game. Cecily Johnston into the game for Liberty. Bird, Baldwin in there, and Larson. 3:25 to play. Larson drives in, and one. Thought she took a step, but
I
no.
I did too. Yeah, I thought it was going to call the travel.
Britt Postma will pick up her first foul, and that'll be team foul number 9. Stops the clock with 3:20 to go, and Emily Larson to the free throw stripe for Liberty. 4-2. No, 1-1, they're going to say, and first one no good. High school basketball again, presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. 59-26, Powers in the corner. Gets it back out to Atkins. Driving a kick back to Powers. Now, who's going to shoot the ball?
Yeah.
Altemeyer will. Won't go for 3. Tipped around, and the Warriors get it inside. Powering it up there. No good. Postma. Powers the weak side board, and she was fouled.
That's her 9th offensive rebound this half, Scott. That just tells you the change in their defensive attitude and kind of aggressiveness.
Powers with 2, and this is the first one. As we've got changes by Washington. As coming into the game for the Warriors, Sydney Engeldow. They like her upside, too.
No, I like what Skylar Atkins did when she was in, too. She provided some good defensive post play against Isabel Smith, which helped.
Powers got 1 out of 2. Journey Carr is into the ball game. Lauren Pakalis into the ball game as well. Engeldow whips the pass to the corner. Carr, 3.
Oh, nothing but net.
Journey Carr, 5'7 junior, puts it in, and it's 63-26 Washington.
That smile might leave her when she gets to the car.
5 years, that's going to become a 30-footer.
Yeah, right. My 15-footers became a 20-footer.
Powers commits the foul, and that'll be the double bonus. As Cecily Johnston will shoot 2, and the first one curls out. Well, Liberty will have their first ever playoff game coming up on Wednesday.
Well, you know, kudos to Scott Kibbe over there, too. Here you're coming with a blank slate and trying to get your staff hired, fill out a roster, fill out their schedule. I mean, just amazing that he was able to find 19 games for Liberty.
Mike Morrison as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a walk on Wash.
We have Mike Morrison's wife, Tracy, is one of our principals at Prairie.
Oh,
so,
really?
Prairie Heights Elementary, yeah. So we were thrilled to get her, and so we were lucky. When Liberty made the hire, we lucked out too.
Both educators, and that's great to see. 63-27, there's a grab out front.
I was at William Penn for one semester before I transferred, and Mike Morrison lived right across from me. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, out for baseball, heck of a baseball player. Oh, head coach.
Well, head coach at West Delaware for many years.
Hall of Famer.
Free throw in and out by Larson. First of 2, has 1 point in the game. 63-27 Wash. Second one on the way. That one's good. So Larson's got a pair from the free throw line. They will. Liberty will go for the first time up to Wallert. And, they'll find out what the rest of the conference knows. That's probably the toughest place to play.
You could go there with 10 girls and they have 1, and Wallert would still find a way to play well and win.
Engeldow, 3, good, right of the circle.
And I like that both teams coming in and shooting too, Scott. I mean, this is their time to play right now towards the end and come in and shoot it.
66-28. With 1:14 to play, ball tipped away, loose, stolen. Here comes Merrick McBride with it. McBride all the way down and was fouled by Jenna Saunders. With 1 minute even to play in the ball game.
So who's the better golfer, you or Coach James?
I'm going to go out on a limb as the free throw is no good. And I'm going to say that CJ is.
Big limb, small limb.
Yeah, it could be as big a limb as you want.
Yeah, he's quite the golfer.
Several time champion of the City Am. 66-28. He owes it all to his caddy.
Yeah, that is dad.
Yeah. Here's Larson, high arching three, got it, left wing. Emily Larson gets a three for Liberty. 66-31 with 38 seconds to play here in the ball game. Angle down to Pritchett. They want to get her to shoot it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone's telling her to shoot.
There comes the screen for her.
trying to get it out of there. Instead, gets it over for the jumper by Pakulis. No good. 22 seconds to play. Liberty bringing it up with Larson. Dribbles into the corner. Got trapped and gets it inside.
Oh,
too tall for Burns. Stolen away. 12 seconds to play. Pridgen coming down and was fouled. She's going to get a chance to get some free throws.
She was shooting that right from the minute she stole it. Good job.
And it's a two-shot situation. Looking for her first points of the night. Right through. How about that?
Yeah, perfect.
Paige Pridgen.
Perfect.
Gets the point, 67-31. 5.8 seconds remaining. And short on the second one, Liberty with the board. And that will do it. 67-31. Washington gets the win here in the regular season finale here tonight. We'll take this two-minute timeout and come back with True North postgame show from Wash right after this. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their winter tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3. Like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
Oh, we can get away with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever, an engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Back with you on the True North post-game show here tonight as Cedar Rapids, Washington closes out their regular season with the 67-31 win over Iowa City Liberty here tonight. And once Washington got it going, they were never headed in the game.
No, and they finished second quarter, the last 3 minutes strong, and that carried over. They started with the 3 second half and then just... capitalized on the turnovers, and just the turnovers were just the dagger for Liberty for sure, and especially they finished it off in that 3 or 4 minutes into that third quarter. It was pretty much over.
And like I said, it took a little bit to get going, but once the Warriors did, I think a pretty good feeling for Chris James going into the tournaments.
Yeah, I think after coming from the Jefferson, I mean, they lost their last 3 out of 4 games. So you have to, we said it earlier, get your mojo back. And, end of that second quarter and this whole second half, all of them got it. And, again, that could be attributed to senior night. It could be attributed that they lost their last 3 out of 4. But, boy, they got it going. And this is what you want to see as coach now with as you go into regional or district play.
Listening to high school basketball tonight. on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. As we come your way here from Washington on the True North postgame show. Let's take a look at the final scoring in this one for the Washington Warriors. 12-8 now on the season. They will conclude the regular season with those 20 games. Washington with, there he is. There's the world's greatest caddy right there.
That's right.
Two in double figures, led by Caitlin Riley with 13 points, team and game high honors. Vanessa Eniola ended up with 11 points tonight. 9 for Sydney Mitvalski, including a terrific reverse layup at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Izzy Trumper with 9. Sammy Mia had 8. Jayla Johnson with 7. 3 points for Journey Carr on that three-pointer. Sydney Engledow had 3. 2 for Aubrey Moore on that layup at the beginning of the game. And then 1 apiece for Paige Bridgen and Maya Powers. For Iowa City Liberty, they end the regular season at 6-14. 2 in double digits. Isabel Smith leading the way, the sophomore with 11 points at 4 field goals and 3 free throws. Cora Saunders with 10 points tonight. 5 points for Emily Larson. Sam McPherson had a bucket for 2. Megan Davis with 2 free throws. And Cecily Johnston with a free throw for 1 point in the ball game. Turnovers, Washington ended up with a total of 14. And they forced Liberty into 30 turnovers in the ball game tonight. Warriors and the Lightning both shot 50% from the line. Wash 8 of 16. Liberty was 9 of 18 from the line. Wash had 7 threes to 2 for Liberty here in the ball game. And how about rebounding?
Well, I tell you what, Wash really picked it up second half. Wash out rebounded Liberty 18-8 second half. So Washington ended up with a total of 30, 18 defensive and 12 offensive. And of that 12, 9 of it was second half. And Liberty ended up with 24 rebounds and 17 defensive and 7 offensive. But the 24 rebounds is about 12 or 13 above their average.
As the Warriors get the win tonight, 67-31 in this one. And they'll get ready to take on Kennedy coming up on Saturday night. And we'll be back here for that one. And like I said, third time around is always a very interesting game.
Well, especially when they play so well against each other, too. I mean, it's a good game to watch. And if you're a fan, that's a good game to come out and watch them play.
Yeah, or if not, just listen to us.
That's right. Even better.
On Saturday night. Head coach Chris James joining us here. And the Warriors, well, it took you a while to get going. I know you were searching for a combination. You played 13 girls in the first 11 and a half minutes or so, and finally started to click then.
Yeah, I thought the energy was great. I thought the enthusiasm was great. I thought we got some good looks early. We didn't finish. Some good looks around the rim. I think everybody was so jacked up for the game that we couldn't quite get the ball in the hole to start. But the big thing for us is we played pretty solid defense most of the game. You know, I think we held them to 5 points that first quarter, and from then on, I think that was the big reason why we were able to kind of get our lead the way it was.
Well, you tried some things too. You did a little zone, you did a little half court trapping out of the zone, and of course you did the full court.
Yeah. We're trying, you know, just trying to throw different things at them and get prepared for, you know, things we might do in the postseason. The big thing with us is, as you guys know, is we want to play a KDX style. So if we're going to play a zone, it's probably going to have to be some sort of trapping zone. So we've been working on that the last few weeks.
Well, I thought, the second half, especially the last 3 minutes, second quarter, and then into that second, I mean, you could just see the emotions of senior night, all that. They kind of played on their heels first, and then, boy, once you got that last quarter, it just kind of took off, and it was a lot better. And when you switched to man-to-man, too, you could tell then. And then you found the combination. I think you were happy with starting the second half.
Yep. And, I thought Sydney Mitvalski gave us really good minutes tonight. Her ability to score. We don't necessarily need that on most nights, but I thought our defensive intensity was good. Like you said, though, it's just a matter of finding that right combination and to get us going. The thing about it is once we kind of get in that groove where we're scoring, we can put points on the board pretty quick. And a lot of times it's our defense that leads to...
And that's what it was tonight, because you could tell offensively. And I thought Liberty did a nice job breaking the press. But, boy, the half-court defense, your kids with the hands in the lanes, you didn't make it easy for them to move the ball very well.
Yeah, I don't know. We keep deflections as a stat. I don't know how many we had. We had to have at least 30, I think.
Yeah,
I know. I know they had, like, 19 turnovers at half. So, you know, just kind of what you're saying, really shooting those passing lanes. And, you know, I thought our two seniors, that you know, Jalen and Vanessa, did a really good job. They probably had five steals each. And their ball pressure was good. You know, when they're engaged defensively, we're pretty darn good defensively, I think.
And Caitlin Riley, I thought, really gave you some enthusiasm. Always plays well and can hit the three. But the defense she played tonight was really good.
Yeah, something that she's really trying to get better at. And she knows if she wants to take her to the next level, take her game to the next level, she's got to do it at both ends. And, you know, she's doing a lot better job of sliding her feet, you know, keeping her hands off. And I thought she's also doing a better job of crashing the boards. You know, I don't know her offensive rebounding numbers, but for the last few weeks, she's probably been our best offensive rebounder, which has been big for us because, you know, when she rebounds the ball, like you said, it just builds that enthusiasm for everybody else.
Yep. And now you get 5 days to get ready for the third time around against the Cougars.
Yeah.
You give them time. Do you give them a day off, or what's your plan this week?
We're going to do a team bonding thing over at Coach Degger's Valentine's deal tomorrow night, and then we'll practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then have a shoot around Saturday morning and get ready. You know, it's just so funny because I feel like we just played these guys, you know, like 2 days ago. It feels like I'm sure they'll be ready to go. Coach Fist is, you know, he's always done a really good job, and we're just going to have to play really good basketball to beat them here on our home floor.
It's been good games. I mean,
it has been.
It's
been really it has
good
been.
Games.
It really has. Competitive, high scoring.
Yes.
You know, and it's especially for Hall of Fame night, it was really fun in here that night. Obviously, it helps when you win, but,
right.
You know, I thought they did a lot of good things, too, on their end.
Yep, and well, that'll be coming up on Saturday night, and we will see you here for that one. So we
awesome.
Look forward to it.
Hey,
appreciate you guys.
We have way too many James in the gym at the same time. I thought we had a two James limit here.
Ah, that's funny.
Well, you know, you got Dad over there. We talked about his caddying prowess.
Yeah. That's right. That's
Jenny was out there at halftime doing
her
thing.
That's right. Yep. And my niece Brianna was out there doing her thing.
Ball pressure wasn't as good as what you guys did.
No, we got to work on that.
Not
we
got
to work on that. Right.
They did great.
Chris, congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys.
Yep, good job.
Chris James, head coach of the Warriors, as they win it tonight by a score of 67-31 as they get the victory here over Iowa City Liberty. And, we'll be back here on Saturday. Really looking forward to that
I think
one.
That's going to be such an entertaining game. I like both styles, how they play, and you know, it's going to be full court the whole time.
Yeah, and they were both high-scoring games the first time around, so we will see how that plays out coming up on Saturday night. And before that, though, we've got another girls game coming up on Friday night, and Springville will be at Springville. They will take on more than likely Bellevue Marquette, but Marquette's got to win tomorrow. Springville's got to win tomorrow as well, but that's the plan. If they meet, a rematch of a four-point game first time around in the regular season. So that'll be a 1A girls regional semifinal Friday night.
Yeah, that should be good. And hopefully we'll see a lot of our Eastern Iowa folks represented as they journey to state.
Yep, that's what we're planning on and what we're hoping for as we get closer and closer to setting the field for the girls state tournament. And this Liberty team, they're going to get better and better. And they did get 6 wins this year. And they'll go up to Wallert. And I think... a good opportunity to play with the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, right when we talked about that, I thought, boy, they got a shot at it. And they're young. I mean, it's young, and to play in the NVC next year, they're going to have their hands full because that's going to be a full schedule. But you can tell Coach Prinney's done a nice job with this group, and they're only going to get better.
Yep, and they'll look forward to that game coming up on Wednesday night up at Dubuque Wallard. Next broadcast comes up tomorrow night as we will be at West High in Iowa City. It'll be Iowa City West, number 2 in 4A, hosting the Jefferson Jayhawks in boys regular season play. We'll have it on 107.5 and 106.3 FM tomorrow night beginning at 7:30. So I will see you Friday night at the Makovic Gym in Springville.
That's a great place to have a game.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. All right. That's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Alex Schulte back in the studio. Big thanks to all our great boosters of high school basketball. And, of course, big thanks to everybody here at WASH for all the hospitality. For Steve Dozer, Scott Unash saying so long tonight. And the final score of this girls' regular season non-conference game, Cedar Rapids, Washington, 67, Iowa City, Liberty, 31. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from the Warrior Gym.